This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Thursday, March 28th. Well, cattle markets really struggled to find a direction yesterday after getting the rug pulled out on Tuesday with some heavy selling across lives and feeders. Yesterday, the market, opened quiet, kind of chopped around, took a run to the downside, snapped back, took a run to the upside, and it was just that way throughout the day. We had big moves in the market in a very short amount of time, and yet it just simply could not find a direction. We managed to get an updraft right into the close. We had some bulls willing to take on the market and hold a position overnight. So that was nice to see, a reversal up on feeders and lives. But boy, the market struggled to really get anything going consistently yesterday. In the cash trade, we do have more weakness in the Fed trade, 185 on the average as of yesterday. That's down 5 from last week. Box beef values were weaker. Choice down 251 at 308. Select down 183 at 298. The spread lost 68 cents. We're sitting at 1015. Movement was 166 loads. So it's interesting to see the movement really picking up this week on box beef. It's coming on either barely steady prices early in the week to getting some pressure on prices later in the week. And of course, the lower cash prices are giving the packers some wiggle room as far as boxed beef, but the volume is there, and it appears that it's stoking some better demand with these lower prices. Slaughter rate yesterday, 124,000 head. For the week, we're sitting at 367,000. That is up 9,000 over last week, but it's down 8,000 from a year ago. The feeder cattle cash index as of Tuesday, trading just 1,300 head. Average price $245.91, so that's down about $5 from the previous day, but it's steady with where we were on Friday. The 7-day average down 36 cents. We're sitting at $251.27. So the cash feeders chopping around a little bit, but still hovering at some very high prices. And I think that's part of the support spilling over into the futures market, that this the avian flu that has been discovered in Texas and Kansas was the pressure on Tuesday. And it doesn't appear that there haven't been any more reports. We don't really have a lot of information about it. The milk supply is safe. It's not killing the cows. It doesn't appear that dairy herd managers are culling those cows at this point. That was some of the fear. There'd be a wave of beef coming onto the market. But at this point, it doesn't appear that that's happening. So I think that's why we saw some stability in the market yesterday, or at least not any further selling. The market chopped around quite a bit yesterday. But if live cattle are going to stabilize, then I think that offers feeder cattle some room to move to the upside. The cash markets are still strong. Seasonals would have a strong potentially into early May, depending on grass conditions in the southern plains. So we'll see. The weakness in the cash this week is a concern. It could, kind of keep a lid on live cattle markets, but feeder cattle seem to be pretty well supported. And I think that as long as the cash markets and feeders stay strong, the futures will stay strong as well. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.